USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rise in home prices is slowing for a fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices cooling in July at the fastest rate in the history of the reading. Still, they're up about 16% from 1 year ago. Hurricane Ian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast this week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges residents to comply with evacuation orders.
We are going to see impacts across the state of Florida, whether it's inland flooding from the large amount of rain that we're going to see, tornadoes and tornado watches that we may see in the southern part of the state later today, to the storm surge and the hurricane force winds that may impact the communities near landfall.
She says they are positioning equipment to assist all regions of Florida. Over 2.5 million Floridians were under some form of evacuation orders as of Tuesday morning. President Biden is promoting efforts to lower health care costs.
Reducing that cost is one of my top priorities. That's why I signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, one of the most significant laws in our history.
During an event at the White House, Biden touting the positive changes to Medicare in the recently passed spending bill. Lawyers for Twitter will have to wait another week to question Elon Musk. That's because his deposition has been moved to October 6th and 7th. It comes ahead of a trial between the two that's set to begin soon after that. McDonald's is now offering toys in adult meal boxes. The idea is to repackage the chain's popular Happy Meal into something for an older audience. Each meal will come with either a Big Mac or a 10-piece McNuggets, along with fries and a drink, and either a Grimace, Hamburglar, Birdie, or Cactus Buddy figurine. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
The COVID-19 National Emergency Declaration from early 2020 is still in effect. On Fox Business, Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains why he is pushing a resolution to end the president's emergency powers.
We need to push back on them, take this away from them. He weaponizes it. He uses power. This is part of his social grab, his socialism, radical socialism that Joe Biden proposes. That's why in November we need a change.
Undersea Russian gas pipes are hit with mysterious leaks.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline, used to transport Russian gas to Europe, has spilled an unknown amount of fuel into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act and not a technical issue. The investigation continues. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over 200,000 illegal immigrant encounters were reported along the southern border in August alone, according to Customs and Border Protection. Yuma Mayor Douglas Nichols says his majority Hispanic community has a tradition of doing immigration the right way.
As a community, we're just really overwhelmingly supportive of border security, of the wall, mm-hmm. of all those policies that make and force people to do it the right way.
He believes a barrier would better control the flow of illegal immigrants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.